Social media is examining its role in the election. This week, Twitter suspended high-profile accounts associated with the alt-right movement. Facebook and Google have also announced plans to go after fake news sites. But what about nuanced reports? Social media may not be very good at that. At least one company is taking heat for appearing partisan, and Pepsi's taking a hit as well. Start with New Balance, the last major shoe manufacturer to make all or part of its shoes in American factories. Back in 2011, its CEO expressed concern about Vietnam being included in a potential free trade agreement. Then after the election, a Wall Street Journal reporter tweeted out that a spokesperson for New Balance said the Obama administration turned a deaf ear to us, and frankly, with President-elect Trump, we feel things are going to move in the right direction. Well, social media exploded, as did some sneakers. Kate Summers-Dawes is deputy managing editor at Mashable in San Francisco. Kate, we alluded to it, but New Balance was actually talking about something very specific.
Sure, that's right. New Balance was, and they clarified later that they were specifically talking about the TPP trade agreement, but users on social media were not happy to hear what they interpreted as support for President-elect Trump so soon after a divisive election day. They took this over under the hashtag boycott New Balance. They posted videos of their New Balance in flames. One user posted an image of a brand new pair of New Balance in a box with a lit match over it. And another wrote, quote, "I'd rather go barefoot."
Well, again, the reporter tweeted out, no, I had just asked them about the TPP trade bill. And they were saying, of course, that Trump was against the trade bill, which they are as well. And a spokesperson for New Balance wrote, as the only major company that still makes athletic shoes in the U.S., New Balance has a unique perspective on trade in that we want to make more shoes in the U.S. But as this went along, there were white supremacist groups tweeting out that they supported New Balance.
That's right. That forced New Balance to respond again, especially when a prominent neo-Nazi website posted that New Balance were, quote, the official shoes of white people. New Balance quickly responded via a spokesperson and said, quote, it does not tolerate bigotry or hate in any form.
Yeah. So tough times for New Balance there. Pepsi, kind of a polar opposite problem. Pepsi CEO Indra Nooyi told the New York Times that she congratulated Donald Trump on his win, said we have to move forward. But then she went on to make comments about her employees, especially those who aren't white, who are asking her, are we safe? And said she was in mourning after the election results. So she really had expressed an opinion about the election results. What happened there?
That's right. She also said that, quote, all her employees were crying. A Pepsi spokesman quickly responded, emailed a statement to the Chicago Tribune and said that the CEO, quote, misspoke. She was referring to a reaction of a group of employees she spoke to who were apprehensive about the outcome of the election. She never intended to imply that all employees feel the same way. But hashtag boycott Pepsi is now an active hashtag on Twitter as well. So President-elect Trump supporters were quick to react and respond to comments that they interpreted to be disparaging to them and the candidate they preferred.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with those products, both sneakers and, a soft drink. But meanwhile, there's at least one person trying to get away from politics. The pilot on the United flight from San Francisco, when, according to some onboard descriptions, there was a fight that started between two passengers?
Yes, that's right. This was a video posted on YouTube on November 11th, so very quickly after the election took place. It now has about 500,000 views. And according to the video description, one passenger said, quote, something racist about being glad to have kept his guns to an African-American woman. They apparently had to be separated, which caused the captain to come on the intercom with a stern message for passengers.
Let's listen.
And what I do ask is that as people, we have the common decency to respect each other's decisions and to get along on this 3-hour and 13-minute flight.
He goes on to say, no politics on my plane. And apparently everybody began clapping.
That's right. He also says that if anybody needs to vent or rant or rave, there's another flight tomorrow. They're not going to be on this one. And everybody began to applaud. And according to the video description, the man went to the back of the plane and apologized to the woman after apparently they were separated. And one of the comments, I think, summed it up by saying, quote, it's pretty sad when you have to lecture full-grown adults the same way you lecture a child.
That's Kate Summers-Dawes, deputy managing editor at Mashable, with a look at how some of the election news filtered through social media. Kate, thank you.
Thanks, Robin. Glad to be here.